Nolte, Neat's Maggie Haberman suggests White House played pro-Nazi anthem Edelweiss. By John Nolte on April 19, 2019. Far-left New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman suggested the song Edelweiss was a pro-Nazi anthem while it played at the White House. After reporter Nikki Schwab tweeted out that the Marine Corps band played Edelweiss at a White House event Thursday, Haberman flipped out. "Does anyone at that White House understand the significance of that song?" she tweeted. And with a single tweet, Haberman once again managed to expose her reactionary ignorance, her lack of news judgment, and her full-tilt bias when it comes to President Trump. As though he personally picks out the songs played by the Marine Corps band and try to sneak in a little of the old white power. Eventually embarrassed over her neurotic alarmism, in subsequent tweets, Haberman pretended she was only reporting. But what she never did, because she couldn't after learning the easily Google-able truth, was explain why she tweeted out the following question. "Does anyone at that White House understand the significance of that song?" Well, obviously, Haberman knows something about the significance of that song and is now refusing to enlighten the rest of us. Obviously, she believes she knows something the White House doesn't about the significance of that song. But she won't tell us, you know, because she's just reporting. Thankfully, all kinds of everyday Americans who never attended a capital J journalism school were able to figure what she believes the significance of that song is, and then they pointed and laughed at her. And I agree with them. Haberman, who is as bubbled, dishonest, and shallow of a personality as I've ever come across, is probably unaware of the fact that pop culture existed prior to the 1994 premiere of the sitcom Friends. So in her uninformed mind, she only connects the song Edelweiss to Amazon's disappointing water cooler show, The Man in the High Castle, a sci-fi drama set in an alternate universe where the Nazis and Japan won World War II and now occupy America. A foreboding version of Edelweiss sung in a child's voice plays over the show's opening credits. And so it is not difficult at all to picture the uptight Haberman's paranoid brain feverishly connecting the sinister dots. Edelweiss. Edelweiss. Man in the High Castle. Nazis. 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 Orange Man Bad. Must. Tweet. Must tweet. Gotcha. Gotcha bad Orange Man. What is this sound of music these people speak of? For the pop culture impaired, the Sound of Music tells the true story of the Van Trapp family. A family of singers persecuted by the Nazis in occupied Austria after their patriarch, Colonel Georg Van Trapp, a World War I German naval hero, refused to fight for Nazis. After losing his fortune, his talented family made a living performing songs throughout Europe before eventually escaping to America. The Van Trapp family story inspired the Sound of Music in the song Edelweiss, which is a total showstopper, is the family's patriotic goodbye to their homeland before they flee. The physical Edelweiss is Austria's national flower, a beautiful and resilient thing. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. Every morning you greet me. Small and white. Clean and bright. You look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow. Bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. Bless my homeland forever. And I call it a showstopper because as quiet as Edelweiss is, the second and final time it is sung in the film, it is used as a blistering rebuke of Nazis and Nazism. One man's lone defiance of a monstrous ideology before he is joined by the rest of his countrymen. Watch for yourself. As far as The Man in the High Castle, all the creators of that show did was transfer the sentiment and message of Edelweiss to a fictional American resistance fighting their Nazi occupiers. So how could a New York Times reporter be this ignorant, this reactionary, and not even bother to Google the facts prior to tweeting out something that has only made her a bigger national joke than she already is? All I know is this. Maggie Haberman literally allowed the Hillary Clinton campaign to tie her up with a rope, and there is nothing normal about that kind of behavior. Last year, Haberman promised to pull back from Twitter, another lie. But that's a good thing. Twitter has been vital in exposing who those in the fake news media really are. Let me close by again asking Haberman to enlighten us about the significance of that song. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.